There she is, Susie Sunshine. Susan Schmidt from Westwood in Dallas is standing by right now. She's in Chicago today. This is a rare treat.
Yes, it is. Happy Friday, Susan.
Why, thank you.
And we have, by the way, coming up in just a few minutes, I got, not that you're not here to hear about where what happened to your money, but there is a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Blackhawks take on the Calgary.
Interesting.
The Calgary Flames. Monday, October 24th, you're going to be entered to win four season tickets for next year, courtesy of Four Seasons Heatings, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons, find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com or on Facebook, if Facebook still exists. We know we're having a little bit of
lots of stuff down right now,
yes,
no question.
An internet problem.
Lots of things gone,
yes. Yeah, so what is going on there?
Yeah, cybersecurity. So we're looking at a statement here of why cybersecurity is becoming more and more important and why that's something the markets are definitely going to start focusing more and more efforts on and investment into. So we're seeing a big attack. And you've got Twitter, Airbnb, Spotify, Financial Times, Amazon.
CNN. Lots of local sites even, like Grubhub. And
exactly.
Sports sites.
So
Major League Baseball was down today.
It's interesting to see how much impact that can have on the society, and you don't realize how much that networked world has infiltrated our day-to-day, but it really has. So while we're seeing corporations become more efficient and running better and running at higher profitability because of that, a lot of that is because of the increase in technology, the way we're using the internet, how we're networked together. And so when you have an attack on this, it brings back into focus, wow, where are we at risk? And that goes back to, remember that we've had some attacks on banks, credit cards. So the financial sector then gets incredibly cautious about this because they're the ones really at risk. There's a lot of sensitive information that needs to be protected behind firewalls.
Yeah.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
And when there's that many that goes down on the same
right,
it shows how vulnerable the system is.
It shows how vulnerable the system is. You know, you say you're hack-proof, and that's a critical point. So a lot of boardrooms now are spending time talking about this at their companies. It's a critical point for senior management to protect their company from this new threat.
But this is a denial service attack, DOS attack. That's like the first and simplest kind of hack.
Right.
It just floods the server with a bunch of signal that says it's being
so
requested of
you
something.
You can't access it, right.
And it just gets too busy to handle. And I thought that we had technology, because this is old school. I thought there was technology to sense that, to feed it, to divert it.
I would say based on today, apparently not.
Not, right?
Or they've gotten more sophisticated right? in handling
those. I think the attacks keep getting more and more sophisticated. This is a trial run. But what it does say to CEOs is, I've got to pay attention. Because think of if you're the CEO of a big energy company, you own have an oil refinery operating, you have an attack on the systems running the oil refinery, you have an attack on the manufacturing site that you have. Imagine the turmoil that Walmart could be thrown into if something happened with their distribution system, trying to get goods across the country. So it really brings to focus for management teams why this becomes so important. And it's not something that their companies were built up around. You know, they built the companies saying, hey, we've got to make sure that we have the nuts and bolts, we can get the goods to the bricks and mortar store to deliver it to our customer. And this is very different because now we're seeing this shift. Not only, you know, we're shopping more over the internet, but now companies' backbone is more over the internet. It's not so much about that bricks and mortar, the virtual. And so as companies are spending to get more internet friendly, and we're seeing that particularly in retail, you know, you have more options of how to buy, return. When you buy something at a retail store, this becomes a problem for them.
And hold that thought, because right now in my hot little hand, I've got a pair of tickets to go see the Chicago Blackhawks taking on Calgary Monday, October 24th. That's coming up this Monday. Four Seasons tickets. And you're also entered, listen to this, to win four season tickets for the next year, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. Find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com or on Facebook. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. Rips us off. Good luck on that.
Good luck. That's and I couldn't get on Etsy to get my Halloween costume today. So if at CD and Me next Thursday I don't have my Halloween costume, we'll know why.
What will you do then?
I don't know. I'm just hoping it gets restored before then. It's a small problem, I suppose.
Not for Etsy.
Compared
right?
to Haiti, yes, that's a small
right,
problem.
Not for either,
Etsy. Think of how much business is being lost by this.
Well, that's it. It's the marketplace now,
right.
as you pointed out. And the
marketplace
amount of money that's
is
moving.
Being shut down.
I am very surprised, too, today that there hasn't been more of a market reaction, because the market is basically flat today. And there was so much craziness this week. There's more. There seems to be a more certain outcome in the election. But internationally, trouble, because now you got the Philippine president saying, forget it. America, you're out.
I know. It's interesting because the market's basically ignored that. Apparently, the market does not think the Philippine president's opinion is very important to worldwide commerce. That is an interesting development. It does bring trade relations into the spotlight. It's questionable how things progress from here. How do they handle that? There are trade relationships. You might notice that many things that you buy are made in the Philippines. And so that's going to be something that the market has to focus on. But today we didn't see that in the market. The market was distracted. We still have political, I'm sure you've noticed, Ro, there's this election thing going on.
And not seen any
and of that. And so this week's debate really was something, the next pivot point for the market to react off of. And we still have the looming interest rate increase. 70% of the market now expects to have some sort of small interest rate increase in December, and then nothing until the following fall.
And right, and quite honestly, the interest rate thing, it seems like that's already baked into this cake. The issue for the energy sector is now, does this allow China and the Philippines to get together and start exploiting some of the energy resources in the South China Sea? That becomes a big issue, I think, especially if you happen to be sitting in Saudi Arabia wondering, when do we have to get out of this place? Because I think they're going to come eat us. You're sitting up in Canada with the shale oil reserves or whatever. I mean, what happens to your to the rigs that are, you know, that are in place and the drills in the ground here? And what's the value of all that stuff if all of a sudden there are 100 billion barrels of oil and hundreds of trillions of cubic feet of natural gas in the South China Sea, they think.
Right, but they haven't been developed yet. So we had the same issue with Petrobras in Brazil a few years ago, where there was a tremendous development area that was discovered where they thought this is going to be great if we develop it off the coast of Brazil. It's a tremendous oil supply here. It could rival what we found in Saudi Arabia. The issue is getting the development going and getting the tools and the equipment in place. It's not easy to drill. Energy is actually very complicated. You know, we talk about it and we simplify it down to the price of a barrel of oil and say, well, it's a commodity. It can't be that important. It's tough. Think about putting out a drill, a giant drill in the middle of the ocean, anchored in one spot that is drilling down thousands of feet and then utilizing pressure in some way. Because remember, oil, it can be, depending on the type of oil, heavy, light. How do you get it out of the rock? It's got to be treated while underground to push it back up and pump it back into the system.
That Mark Wahlberg movie. Yeah,
that's right.
It's very dangerous.
Very dangerous. It's actually, that's a perfect movie to look at the complications that can arise.
Seriously.
And so while we have all these issues, yes, that is a long-term problem.
So that's why people are not worried about it.
But right now, that is such a long-term problem. It matters what OPEC says at the end of November and what they're going to do on supply and production.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. And we have some girly girl stories here, which
What's
I think
that?
Are very interesting. There might be some very interesting mergers in the fashion world.
Oh, yes.
That are coming your way for the girly girls.
Nice.
Who are like, hey, don't I love purses and scarves and all kinds
and plaid.
Of
who
and
doesn't
plaid. Right.
love all that stuff.
Well, we're about
except,
to
right.
we're about to
what
find out what brand you're about to buy, because some of your favorite brands might be merging together. We're going to find out about that. But first, Violetta has got the WGN traffic trouble spots. They know what we're doing here. Chevy, find new roads. All right, Susan Schmidt is here. Major merger acquisition activity on the horizon. What does all of this mean? Are Violetta and Anna and you going to be able to get your scarves at the same store?
Too.
And your handbags.
I think we are. I think we're all safe, ladies. The important thing here is that when you merge brands, you know, companies buying another company because they find their brand very attractive. You don't want those brands to go away. That's what you're paying for. So the merchandise doesn't disappear. Mm-hmm. It just combines under the same operating
umbrella.
So
who's getting together?
So we think, there are rumors, has not been confirmed yet, that Coach and Burberry might be thinking about getting together.
Coach and Burberry.
They seem like they are similar.
It's very similar. So like, right, similar brands.
People might shop at both.
Exactly. So there's some potential synergies. And so they're separate. Coach is publicly traded. It's going to be interesting to see. This is just a rumor right now. We've seen a lot of M&A announcement this week. So a lot of mergers and acquisitions talk. And that's an interesting sign because CEOs want to do something strategic with their companies. There are sometimes, and we've seen, that they've been hesitant to spend on capital equipment, expanding their own factories, production, et cetera. But financing is very cheap right now. So debt is cheap, and they've been looking strategically out. So we've seen more mergers happen, and that's picking up. And it seems like CEOs are really more comfortable doing that than they are adding another factory, adding another workforce, adding another shift on, because they're still waiting to see, given the uncertainty of the election, what's going to happen, how it all shakes out.
Does that make prices go up, though, when you start consolidating major fashion lines that kind of compete with each other?
No, not necessarily. I think it's actually a good thing. We do have a oversight by the government to make sure that we don't have a monopoly. Violetta will have plenty of choice in her bags and shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be okay.
All we're
Thank
very
God.
Concerned, but yes.
I know. I knew you were worried. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's the most important
Bro, can
thing.
I borrow your credit card?
Again?
Borrow it.
And it'll all be reasonably priced. There you go.
She took a picture of the front and the back of it. Do you think that's a problem?
That's a big problem.
I wonder what that mental image.
Huge. Yeah. I don't even know where that is. All right. Susan Schmidt from Westwood in Dallas. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Susan.
You being
Thank
with
you.
Us.
Good to see you.
Very interesting information right there.